And again, we're checking on a very special workshop that's coming up, Pet Food Innovation Workshop, being held right here at Kansas State University. And I know Dr. Aldrich with us, and some special speakers, it sounds like. I mean, I glanced through some of the workshops, but who all will be some of your feature presenters?
Well, kicking off Thursday morning will be Steve Kelly, the Deputy Secretary of Commerce, and we're really trying to tie in the idea that pet food's more than just an academic exercise. It's more than just feeding your dog and cat. It actually means jobs. And it means industry. It means tax revenues and the such. And the state of Kansas is really, truly a leader in our region as it relates to pet food and job creation in that regard. And we want to continue with that. And then on Friday morning, our kickoff speaker is Dr. Jackie McClaskey, the Secretary of Agriculture. And the idea there is that Dr. McClaskey is going to talk about the connection between value-added agriculture and the pet food industry, because you have to realize that it's not just some nebulous part or piece that we're trying to create here. We're taking raw agricultural commodities, beef, wheat, chicken, rice, other ingredients like sorghum and the such that might be produced in the state of Kansas, and we're adding value to that and turning it into food for animals. So we're taking things that are pennies per pound and turning them into dollars per pound. And that's an important aspect of what we're trying to do in the pet food industry.
And really the state of Kansas, I mean, this is a huge industry here. And I know that Richard provided me with a map, I guess kind of a pet food map, so to speak, Richard, and kind of shows some of the different areas in the state that are very involved in this industry.
Yeah. You've got Wenger Manufacturing and Extra Tech up in Sabetha that over half of their business is in the pet food industry. This is an extrusion company that for producing kibble, pet food kibble. And then you've got Hills, of course, Hills Science Diet in the Topeka area. Big Heart Pet Brands has new facilities in the Topeka area also. And then you wouldn't think about this, but Tyson Foods has a pet food division. One of the things that Greg talked to me about that fascinated me when I first met Greg is when you look at the steak on your plate or the chicken breast on your plate, that's about half of the animal when it comes to the economic value of that to the producer. And sometimes the half that goes to pet food is more profitable for the industry. Is that correct,
Greg? That's correct, yeah. So, you know, there's that value add, but there's also the sustainability idea. And that is that not everything that we produce in agriculture goes onto our own plate. There's always a co-product stream that comes from it. And the pet food industry represents a value-add opportunity for that co-product stream as well.
And that's always crucial. I know, coming from a family in an industry that, you know, byproducts are pretty important sometimes in other areas.
I try to take that evil word byproduct out of my
that's not a good word, huh?
Yeah, I'm using co-product.
Co-product, okay.
Yeah, the idea is that these are not secondary or lesser. They're actually very high value, nutritionally speaking. And we want to make sure that the consumer understands that that nutritional value is still in there for their companion animal.
Very good. Trent, anything you're wanting to add? I know we only have a couple minutes left here, but you know, there's just so much we could get into, but some pretty higher-ups at this particular workshop. And
yeah, we're really excited about who's coming to town for this workshop. The industry partners are coming here. It gives us an opportunity to showcase Manhattan and Kansas State University at the same time. It also brings our regional partners together, and so we work from an economic development perspective with our friends in Emporia and Topeka and Sabetha and all the different towns that are represented by the pet food industry. And so it gives us a chance to work regionally together, because part of economic development strategies, you want to build clusters of expertise. And we have that cluster of expertise in North Central and Northeast Kansas. And so we need to find a way to leverage that and continue to build on that. And that's really an opportunity for Manhattan and one that I've spent a lot of time on. And again, we're fortunate to have Greg here because it gives somebody that has that industry inside knowledge that we can use and leverage that. And so the partnerships that are here, both locally and regionally, are really critical to the success of pet food and really to the growth of Manhattan.
Greg, has it been a lot of work putting all this together?
Oh my. More than I ever imagined. And we've got some great help across campus and in the community helping pull these pieces together. But we're down to the last 24 hours before everybody descends on Manhattan. And I've got all sorts of little bits and pieces that have to be attended to. Electricity and gas and waste paper and all of the little things that go into it. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm anxious to see everybody show up and see what I've seen about this great community and this great university for many years.
I'm glad you were able to carve in a few minutes of your time with us. Now, what about the general public? And I'm sure we'll see your folks out and about, but any suggestions for them if they're kind of interested? Or?
Well, if they're interested, this is probably not the show for them per se, but if they have an interest in this area, we'd love to have them explore a little bit more about the degree program, some of the outreach and teaching, some of the programs that we have at the university.
Well, thanks to all three of you for stopping by today. Again, Dr. Greg Aldrich and also Richard Potter, both with Kansas State University, and Trent Armbrust with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.